Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
We've talked about the possibility of why you would be interested in Mike Evans, why you wouldn't be interested in Mike Evans. Well, Jeremy Fowler put out a list of what he is hearing that he wants in the next team.
His so, checklist of things.
Now, we have seen these before, and then you're like, huh?
Oh, yeah, I remember once DeAndre Hopkins talking about wanting to play for a Super Bowl champion and then signed with the Titans.
Yeah.
Now, I think Mike Evans is far more likely at his stage of his career to actually mean some of that, I guess, rather right. than biggest check from biggest team.
So here's the criteria for Mike Evans. One, a quarterback he believes in. Well, okay.
I think, check.
I would say they're good there.
I mean, if he doesn't believe in Patrick Mahomes, who the hell does he believe in? I'm sorry, but.
Chance at a Super Bowl. Now.
Okay. Kansas City goes to a lot of them.
You got to change. You know my opinion. I think they're more positioned to be a playoff team than like one of the top teams in the AFC. But that eliminates, if you're going based off
like five teams maybe ahead of him is a better Super Bowl chance, though.
Top shelf OC. Now, Andy Reid's basically that.
Depends on how you view it.
You know, that's tricky. I would say that's Andy Reid, though. I understand Eric Bieniemy is the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I don't think it quite qualifies.
And here's the
Maybe a half check.
Last one is the interesting one. Promise. That doesn't mean you have to check every single box, I guess, but
yeah.
Promise of a high volume in touches. And in this offense, if Travis Kelce's back, if Rashee Rice doesn't get suspended, that's the
seems unlikely.
I agree. If he's available, then are there a high volume of targets? Now, if Rice is suspended, then absolutely.
If Rice is suspended and Travis retires, you can have 7,000 career targets, and you can have as many targets as you want in this offense.
I've told you my interest in Mike Evans changes if Travis Kelce doesn't come back.
Of course.
If Travis Kelce doesn't come back, then by all means, find a way to get a deal done with Mike Evans. My hesitation with Evans is if you're already bringing back Travis at his age, and you know, and you're going through, you're not you're just for 1 year, you're going to have basically you're going to have Mike Evans and Travis Kelce for 1 year for what? I don't think it makes a ton of sense. And Mike Evans, I'm a little concerned. And you guys can say that you said the same thing about David Montgomery, but I think there's a history here suddenly with Mike Evans. And that is, I'm worried we're jumping on the ship here when it's falling apart already.
A little too late.
Look at the last 2 years. This year, 8 games played. That was it. Last year, prior to that, he had 1,000 yards, so nothing to be ashamed of. 14 games. I'm just wondering, as he'll soon turn 33, are we now going to start seeing a guy that's never playing a full season again?
It's just hard because if I gave you those list of things, the Chiefs are one of the best fits. The only ones I would make an argument for that are better fits, the QB believes in, chance at a Super Bowl, top shelf OC, and high volume of touches. Buffalo Bills and New England Patriots might be the only other two. They're also getting half checks on the top shelf OC part, maybe missing it entirely because they got a brand new head coach there and you really don't know necessarily what you're getting there. But the volume of touches, those are borderline versus Kansas City, where there is at least some question about how those touches would be split if Rice were back, if Kelce's back and all that. In Buffalo, Mike Evans is immediately the number one option. And I think if someone like New England went after Mike Evans, bye-bye Stephon Diggs, and you're immediately the number one option there too. You're not competing with anyone for targets in either of those places. So I guess it depends on how, and I would think quarterback he believes in, Drake May and Josh Allen, should still qualify under that category. No more or less than Baker Mayfield does, right? Based on what that is. Drake May, even if he did have a bad, and he did have a bad playoff run, you would still think there's plenty of people who are like, no, that's just a bad playoff run because he didn't have weapons, and Mike Evans will solve that. But that's kind of it. How many other teams check? I mean, they check at least three. If it was a half check for top shelf OC for the Chiefs and a half for promise of high volume of targets, if he has a checklist that he wants four things, I think they're pretty much getting him to three.
Now, I don't think they have room for him in Jacksonville, but Liam Cohen was in Tampa with Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Now, I don't, again, they
would come to the Brian Thomas
Jr. trade. That'd be the Brian Thomas Jr. trade, yeah.
Because
they're not going to have Brian Thomas, Mike Evans, Parker Washington, and Jacoby Myers. I mean, that would be kind of crazy. But if you traded Brian Thomas, you know?
Like, I mean, that always goes back to, and this is the problem with wide receiver, Evans, unless it's Travis Kelce, feels like a stopgap in the I still need to know who Patrick Mahomes, and this is a problem. We used to talk about this with tackle, and now it's their biggest. I think it should be the biggest question they're asking themselves internally as an organization. When they sit down for their offseason meetings, before they hit free agency, before they hit the draft, and free agency is in like 9 days or something, I don't know, 8 days. When they have those and sit down with those conversations, the single biggest question they should be asking themselves for the long term about his team is, who is Patrick Mahomes' number one target for the bulk of this stage of his career? Right now, there is no answer. Mike Evans wouldn't solve that. Travis Kelce doesn't solve that.
Yeah, he's not on the roster.
Don't know if, unless Xavier Worthy's getting ready to take a huge leap forward, or Rashee Rice is ready to stop getting in trouble, you know, and take a huge leap forward. So, like, both things. Then, yeah, you're right. It's not on the roster. That goes back to nine and all this other stuff and the draft pick selections. Mm-hmm. But, like, Evans is really just, like, holding it together for a while while we continue to
it's probably
wait
a 2-year deal.
Who's eventually it's going to be.
You know, I'd be shocked if someone would, I shouldn't say shocked. I would not want to give Mike Evans a 3-year deal. That's basically a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to give him a 2-year deal, though, of guaranteed money. Or a good chunk of it guaranteed, I should say, moving forward. I think someone said maybe the Rams. I don't think the Rams make sense for Mike Evans. We're the, you talk about high volume of touches. He's getting touches. Mike Evans and Puka, and Devontae Adams, where are the touches coming there?
No. I don't, depending on the team, tell me the team that's got more targets available right now.
Yeah, I agree with you on Buffalo.
The Chiefs are pretty high in the available targets category.
Buffalo and New England make a lot of sense there. I think with this applies to the A.J. Brown trade, too. You know, that's the part of this. What does Mike Evans sign before an A.J. Brown trade, and how does that impact the market?
Like, he could get more targets in Vegas, but, like,
a quarterback he believes in. Mendoza fan.
You're not getting any of the other three things, right?
What about Green Bay? If they move on from Romeo Doubs.
I'm with you. They just don't normally sign big-time free agents in Green Bay. That's always been a thing.
Yeah, they don't. And I also, there's like a part of me that genuinely believes that Mike Evans at his age, like Kansas City's cold. I don't think he'll go to...
Yeah, I think that's
I don't think he'll, I do not think he will go to Green Bay, Chicago.
We played the audio of his wife.
I know Buffalo, but like there is a part of it where I just don't feel like...
Yeah, she wants to...
We played the audio of his wife a year ago, clearly is heavily involved in his decision-making process. Now, I'm not going to claim I know who his wife is. My point is like... She want to go? She wanted to stay in Tampa. She loved it there. She wants to go to Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Probably not. But she probably wouldn't be up there except for... I don't know.
I don't know, right? You know. Someone mentions the Chargers. Quarterback he believes in. Maybe he believes in Justin. Top flight OC. Mike McDaniel checks that
box. Is Keenan Allen still there or is he a free agent?
He's a free agent. High volume of targets could be there. Could. That's an interesting spot. I'll listen to that one. That actually is not a bad name to throw in the mix as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad one. But again, it's all just a... And look, this is why I mentioned like Allen and Mahomes. He's going to be tempted by one of these places... He's not ring hunting as in he has a ring.
He does.
But I think it's pretty clear the majority of his career. I don't think he wants to just go to some team that gives him no chance to win. Yeah. It's maybe not priority one because otherwise he wouldn't have stuck in Tampa forever. Because there were some lull years in Tampa when winning a Super Bowl wasn't real high on the list, right? Mm-hmm. The bridge years between Tom Brady and Baker, those couple years when they were starting Jameis or whatever, they weren't exactly like getting it done during that time, right? There wasn't like a high probability of winning the whole thing, but he's paid well and he got a lot of targets and he got to live where he liked it and he was under contract.
Can I give you a long shot dark horse team that I actually think would be fascinating if they did it just to pair him up with? The issue is the quarterback to believe in part. New York Giants. You tell me they have Malik Nabers with Mike Evans, Cam Scataboo,
that'd be fun.
Plus rumors they want to sign Kenneth Walker or draft Jeremiah Love. That in New York with Jackson Dart. That's fun.
They're trying to supercharge.
That's a lot of fun. A lot of fun with Harbaugh, Matt Nagy's the OC. That'd be interesting.
So who'd be part of that trade? Would it be like, it'd be free agent?
No trade. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Malik Nabers can learn from Mike Evans a little bit. Jackson Dart's got two legit wide receivers.
A good backfield.
I mean,
probably.
I'm just saying.
You know? Look, I would say if they put that team on paper, you would think that they have a good chance at being successful this year. So we'll see. Someone says he's going to be a Texan. I'm like, I mean, Texans do not check the quarterback.
But I mean,
their OCs suck.
Quarterback you believe in. Chance of winning a Super Bowl. Top shelf OC.
No.
Promise a high volume of touches. Fine. He's got that in Houston.
Like, I guess.
They can spend their money elsewhere.
I guess that is the... Mm-hmm. The last thing on this before we get to our post-combine mock draft. The real question is, do you believe Mike Evans? Because that's the difference you mentioned right at the beginning. I saw DeAndre Hopkins once put out a very serious list like this, like he meant it, and he signed with the Titans.
Money, and money,
Will Levis
money.
Was the starting quarterback at the time. Yeah. So let me assure you, he didn't mean any of it. He meant, who has the most zeros on my check?
And if
that would happen, the team I sign with. You know?
And if they happen to have the other stuff. Yeah, ultimately, if someone's willing to offer him a three-year deal and everybody else is only offering a two, he's probably going to say, well, shoot. You know? There's a little more money attached to that. I don't blame anybody. I get it.
This would be a weird spot, I guess, too, real quick. With the Colts, you're not spending as much money on quarterback. I mean, you're paying Daniel Jones, but you could lose Alec Pierce.
Gross.
Him and Pittman. I don't think that appeals to him, but I know, I mean, obviously how good they were.
Just like running into each other at 8-yard in cuts. Like there's just part of it where it just doesn't feel like it fits. I don't disagree, Drew, in the sense that.
I mean, him and neighbors are relatively similar, to be quite honest.
I guess anymore, it's like they run like both outside wide receiver sets. They're just different talent, I guess, in that end. And we don't know what they're going to get out of neighbors this year. Sometimes, though, I agree with this sense, which is I do not think it's the worst strategy for like a guy like Jackson Dart to, you know how you find out?
Load him up.
You know how you find out? You give him a great offensive line and a million weapons. Figure out how to be a Super Bowl contender later.
Is their line
good? Find out if you have the quarterback first. Now, their line's mediocre. But find out if you have the quarterback first.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.